Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Kathy Buchanan, one of the co-owners of Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I am doing great, Kemp. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I wanted to interview you because we're kind of at the starting gate for the fall selling season, and I wanted to catch up and see what you had planned. Most people know that you're one of the more vocal Carpet One dealers. And when we interviewed back in the midsummer, you said your business was up almost 20-some percent, right?
Yes, that's correct. August, I don't know what happened. It plummeted. But, we expect August to be of a little quieter time period. People are going on their last holidays before school starts, or they're preparing to get their kids back to school mm-hmm. shopping, so on and so forth. So there's not a lot of traffic being driven into the stores in August. But I tell you, this past week, it's like the floodgates open.
Right,
hopefully
so,
that is a good sign for September.
All right, so we've got Labor Day this weekend. That's also another slow time. You're open Saturday, and then you're closed Sunday and Monday. But then after that, that's kind of the beginning of the fall selling season, and I know you have a lot of plans. Tell us what some of your plans are for this fall.
Well, right now we're in the midst of one of our national campaigns through Carpet One. It is our Bring It Home campaign. And August, as I mentioned, was a little soft, but we are really looking positive towards a more vibrant September. Then after September, we run into October and November. And actually, Kemp, those are our two highest producing traffic months of the year, actually, besides March and April. So we're looking forward to a more vibrant selling period. We have another national campaign, our very final campaign through Carpet One, called the Worry Free Campaign. And our store is going to try a new avenue with Stainmaster. We're going to have a sit, stay, and save promotion in October. And it kind of goes along with the Worry Free because it has to do with pets. And people today have either grandchildren or young children or an animal in the home. So they want something that's strong, durable, worry free, pet-proof, kid-proof, and they want to make a smart investment. So I believe with the Carpet One campaign and the Stainmaster campaign, we're going to have a very fun September and October.
Now, you know, I interviewed Gary Johnston about that sit-stay campaign, and he said that many of the dealers were tying into a shelter. Are you doing that, a pet shelter?
We are. We're actually going to be joining. It's called the Last Day Dog Rescue. It is a local foster home type of a program. So these pets that are rescued go into foster care until they can find a more adaptable home for them. So we're going to have about 10 dogs and possibly a few cats, but of course in a separate room because cats and dogs don't play well together.
Exactly.
And so we're going to do a little twist. We're going to offer to the consumer, if you adopt a pet, so whatever your amount is that you adopt a pet, let's say it's $100,
mm-hmm.
we will in turn give you $100 towards your Pet Protect carpet. We have some giveaways, and we have some local pet stores and shelters and restaurants and other businesses around that are going to donate some items so we can have a little bit more of a draw.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a big giveaway basket and some little goodie bags. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Never done this, so we'll see.
How are you getting the word out? Are you doing television, or how are you promoting all these events you're doing this fall?
Well, actually, tomorrow, I have my advertising crew coming in to help me. We are going to be promoting on WDID, which is broadcast TV here in Detroit on Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have it, of course, on our message board outside.
Yeah.
It will be on our on-hold message here. We have some posters being made so we can distribute them into pet-friendly locations such as groomers, pet stores, anything that people that have pets might be a little bit more savvy to be responsive to a poster. And I don't do a whole lot of radio because in the Detroit area, Kemp, it's just much too costly, and I don't get the return on my investment. It would
yeah.
be... I would strap myself to radio advertising. Hopefully that will work.
Is there any change in what's selling now? Is there any particular products that have taken off that might be surprising you?
Well, I talked to you about our business being cyclical. It goes from hard surface to soft surface to hard surface to soft surface. This past month, we have been selling, and I've talked to you about the LVT product, our Cortec. Our hardwood has started to take a little bit of a rise. I actually have a measure this morning. I'm going to be working with a hardwood program throughout their whole main floor.
So, Kathy, if you don't mind, tell me what you're up to this morning. I mean, you're actually going out to the customer's home, and that's proven to be a very effective way to sell, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. You're probably good 80 to 90% close rate, but it's not all about the close rate. It's trying to build a loyal clientele and a trusted clientele. I have an interior design background, so for me, I like to see the home. I like to get a better perspective of the home and the fluidity of the house, and then you can feel a little bit about the family dynamics because you have a little bit more one-on-one with the client without interruptions in a store environment. I'm able to take a look at the existing floors, see what's going to work, make my suggestions, get a great field measure, and as I mentioned, a feel for the home, and then set up an appointment for the client to come into the store so I can make my recommendations for what's going to work for their living standards, what's going to be the best visual color, what's going to blend with their cabinets. And it's a lot easier for the client because I know what I'm looking at. I know how to make their home quite beautiful. But again, it comes into what's going to perform and what's going to be worry-free to the consumer. But we are going to diversify a little bit, and I think that's a very important aspect for any business to survive today. I've decided to get involved in the Rubbermaid program that was introduced to us at the Carpet One convention this summer.
That's a closet program, right?
Yes, it's a closet program, and why not? When you're in a home and you're measuring and you're right there in a master bedroom or anywhere else that there may be a nice sizable closet in someone's home, and storage is always a challenge in every home, large or small. And if we can provide them something else, and I'm understanding that the average selling point is about $4,000, well, that's more revenue for us.
Yeah.
And we're helping the consumer, and it's a wonderful product. And then Carpet One also introduced the real estate VIP program. So we're trying a couple different things. We have to expand our horizons. I think any business has to do that today. You cannot stay idle. It's going to make or break you.
All right. So this selling season that's starting next week, and it'll run all the way to almost Thanksgiving, right? I mean, this should be a solid 2.5 months, shouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, it'll probably run till about the first week in December. Yeah, I'm excited. I need a little bit of a boost from my lackadaisical August.
All right, so with this slow August, you still are up for the year considerably, aren't you?
Oh, yes, we are. We are up around 16%. So where I was in around the 27th, we dropped a little bit in August, but no worries, no concern.
Again, it's great to catch up with you. Again, I've been talking to Kathy Buchanan, a co-owner at Independent Carpet One in Westland, Michigan, and you've been listening to Kempar and FortDaily.net.